This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Glen Gable. The last name is G-A-B-L-E. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that is a patient of the Neuro Restorative Institute. Neuro, N-E-U-R-O, Restorative, R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E Institute, where he's resident. He had a traumatic brain injury, and for that reason, the placement in this institute was necessary, period. This patient has a metabolic syndrome. He has morbid obesity, essential hypertension, hyperglycemia, hyperlipidemia. The patient has showed in the past trace of protein. The patient apparently hasn't been taking any Kerendia. In any event, he comes here to get the follow-up. He has lost 8 pounds of body weight. He's down to 300 pounds. The serum creatinine that was determined on September the 17th of 2024 is 1.2. The BUN is 22. The estimated GFR is 63. The BUN creatinine ratio is with a normal range. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. The patient doesn't have any laboratory coming from the urine, which makes the assessment incomplete. A note will be sent to the institute in order for them to carry out the orders regarding protein, creatinine in the urine, and microalbumin creatinine in the urine. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. I don't see in the paper sent by the institute that he's taking atorvastatin. We're going to make the recommendation to give the atorvastatin at 20 milligrams at bedtime. The serum cholesterol that on September the 17th was 225. The HDL cholesterol is 40. The LDL is 134, and the triglycerides are 355. Following number, hyperglycemia, hemoglobin, A1C is 6.6. He has to reduce the caloric intake in order to accomplish the control of the weight and the blood sugar satisfactory. Following number, chronic obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without any evidence of esophagitis. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Written instructions were sent to the Neurorestorative Institute in order to enforce a 1800 calorie ADA diet, low sodium, a fluid restriction, and a reduced protein intake, anywhere from 40 to 60 grams of protein. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab data, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes. Back in 6 months with lab.